Dave.
Good morning. May it please the court, I'm Mimi Dane, and I'm here on behalf of the Board of Trustees of the Library and the Executive Director, Pat Lisinski. The issue in this case, Your Honors, is really very simple. Has there been a statutory grant of authority giving the library the ability to promulgate and enact rules for the proper control and management of the library? And the answer is unequivocally yes. Our revised code, section 3375.06, specifically the legislature provides to the library board of trustees the authority to manage and control libraries. That's a specific...
Well, I think what the argument is, if I can interrupt you, I apologize, is that it doesn't go to operation and management. One of the statutes says control. Can you address that?
Yes. 3375.06 says, will you manage and control the library? 3375.40H says the board has the statutory, has the authority to enact rules for the proper operation and control of the library and management of the library. And it's the library's contention that this rule, the code of conduct in the library, is a rule for the operation of the library, and it is a direct authority by the legislature to enact such a rule. Now, Mr. Nyas has raised some issues with regard to, is there a policy, has the legislature enacted a specific policy that would allow the library to regulate wearing shoes or wearing clothes or carrying a gun or any other kind of behavior that is precluded under the code of conduct? And the answer is that the Ohio Supreme Court has consistently said that if the rule is a rule, if the grant of authority is a grant of authority with regard to the general welfare, public safety, and a moral area, that sort of gray area, then it under the Matz case and under the Blue Cross case that is cited in the brief, then a specific policy need not be provided by the legislature, and the deference is given to the administrative body that's responsible for that. I think in the Blue Cross case, and I'll quote the language, it says, we hold that a statute does not unconstitutionally delegate legislative power if it establishes through legislative policy and standards that are practical and an intelligent principle to which the administrative officer or body must conform, and further establishes a procedure whereby the exercise of discretion can be reviewed effectively. And here's the critical line of that decision. Ordinarily, the establishment of standards can be left to the administrative body if it is reasonable for the General Assembly to defer to that officer's or body's expertise. Now, there's two points of that that are important. One, the library and the Board of Trustees is the expert in what conduct is disruptive and is not disruptive, what conduct creates safety or fiscal liability or the potential for that for its patrons. They are the expert in making that determination. The second aspect of that is that the process that the courts have established and that the legislature has established is that there is a review. If the library enacted a rule under its code of conduct that said all patrons, in order to get into the library, and I'll use the example of Mr. Nyas, in order to get into the library, must present evidence of a vaccination, then under the Woodbridge decision and under the subsequent decisions of this court and other courts, this court would have the obligation to take a look at the rule and make a determination whether that rule was reasonable. Rules enacted by administrative bodies are presumed to be reasonable, presumed to be valid, unless they are unreasonable and in conflict with some other provision. So if a board of trustees of the library enacted a rule that was unreasonable, it is reviewable by a court of common pleas in this court. Now, three courts now, the federal courts and specifically, have ruled that this rule is reasonable. It does not deny access to the library. Mr. Nyas wants to come to the library and use it. The Sixth Circuit has said he has a constitutional right to do so, and this rule doesn't preclude him from doing so. All he has to do is put on his shoes. And that the rule is related, is rational and related to a legitimate governmental interest.
flip-flops come as shoes now, if he wants to wear those?
Yes, sir.
Zori, as I learned that. Right?
So it's anything that covers the bottom of the foot?
It's the sole of the foot. It's the sole. The concern that the evidence before the Sixth Circuit and before Judge Marbley, which Mr. Nines is bound by, is that there is in the library dangers to the bottom of somebody's boots. Unfortunately, it's a lot of places. There's feces, there's cut glass, there's blood, there's all kinds of hazards that the library has made the determination that for its own protection and its protection of its patrons requires something on the bottom of the foot.
Yeah.
Now, could that rule have been drawn in a different way? Yes, but it's the library that gets to make that decision in the first instance.
Mr. Nines suggests at some point, I think an additional authority that he cited, that the library is not liable for injuries to patrons or something of that nature. Would that impact at all on the fact of liability or non-liability? Does that impact at all on the argument that
no.
you make?
No, it doesn't. And it doesn't for this reason. First of all, I don't think that the supplemental authority goes as far as Mr. Nines suggests, that there's been a complete waiver of liability. Mm-hmm. And as your honors know, whether there is a waiver of liability or not is an issue that is repeatedly litigated, and the library has the ability and the authority to draw the line and say, for our protection, for the fiscal protection of the library, we draw the line here. Now, you may draw it differently, Mr. Nines may draw it differently, but it is within their control and statutory authority to make that line.
Do you feel that the issue of liability is the sole thing that we should look at, or is it legitimate for the library board to determine that, perhaps for altruistic reasons, they don't want people being injured by stepping on broken glass, whether they're liable or not?
I think it goes
to... Is that a legitimate
yes,
issue?
Yes, it is, Your Honor. Yes, it is, Your Honor.
Okay.
Yes, it is. The rules are enacted for the protection of the patrons. And if you have no further questions, thank you.
Thank you.